Well, listen, even the Martians up above us knew we should have beaten Northampton. You know, that's, you know, there wasn't a case of Eddie Boothroyd coming out and saying it was the best they'd played in 10 months. Dear to me, I wouldn't have liked to see 9 months of football because we should have won the game. Simply, should have won. We lost, we had to take it on the chin. We went to Chesterfield. Listen, Andy Giddings, presenter on your show, said at the end of the day, fair result. He must have gone for a pie 46 minutes. You know, serious point. We should have won at Chesterfield. You know, we gave away a goal. You cannot help your goalkeeper slipping. And at the end of the day, I think possibly Chesterfield should have a penalty in the last kick of the game. So you come away from that and you think, maybe somebody looked in and gets the point. But in the balance of play, we should have won the game 4-2.
What do you make of Port Vale?
We know what they'll be like. Off the pitch, it's carnage. You the guy turn up, put some money and disappear again. And I feel sorry for Mickey Adams. You know, I met Mickey a couple of times during the summer. They had an owner, new guy. No, they didn't. Yes, they did. No, they didn't. He's signed some terrific players. They'll be big and strong defensively. We know what Mickey's style is. They'll pass it when they can. They'll move around midfield with lots of energy. And they've got the likes of Tom Pope up front and Ashley Vincent, who we tried to sign, of course. Amazing. We can't afford them. He goes to Port Vale. And we're the big spenders. Three last week at Bradford, we tried to sign, couldn't afford them. They're at Bradford. We're the big spenders. People need to stop the kidology, don't they? The reality is, it's 11v11. If we go there and perform at our best, we'll win.
Is this going to be the kind of challenge where they're maybe galvanised as a team by what is happening off the field?
Well, I think on top of that, they've got good players. And when you've got good players, as I've said about Rome United, it's players ultimately that win the football matches. Managers and coaches can coach and manage them. And directors, of course, can pay for them and supporters can support them. But when they cross the white line, it's the guys that have to produce the performances. In Port Vale, I've got, you know, 7 or 8 top players for League Two. I expect them to be in the top 10. Circumstances off the pitch will make the decision whether Mickey can kick him off into the top 7.
Is Tom Pope a threat?
Yeah, he is. He's lively, moves around, gets a goal. He's big, you know, he holds the ball in really well. And he's got, for me, a quality player who's had a bad 18 months with injury, and Ashley Vincent, who come up here from Colchester along with Kiodi Odidier for a chat. And at one stage we thought we'd have him, but up pops the Potteries boys and sign him. So those two strikers and a handful for any defence.
Have you got any idea why it maybe didn't work for him here? He's one of, I think, still club record transfers for this football club. It hasn't really worked for him here, but he seems to have done well at Crewe and now at Port Vale as well.
I think sometimes different players work at different clubs. I think we've seen it from the Premiership down to start of the amateur leagues, where amateur managers say, I've seen him last season play for them and he was brilliant and joined us and couldn't have a barn door. You get it. But any time I've come up against Tom Pope as a manager, he's always been someone we've earmarked that we need to get close to him and we need to be strong with him because he can give you a long afternoon. And I can't say why he didn't walk out here, because, you know, the chairman and the manager here at the time paid good money for him.
You've had a tough start, haven't you? You've played some of the teams that will be there or thereabouts at the end of the season. So is it going to get easier, do you think, as you go along?
Well, I don't think there's any easy games, but I think there's runs in the season where you look at 4 or 5 games ahead and you think there should be points getting picked up there if we're going to be successful. I think if we win at Port Vale, it tells you we'll have 2 points average for each of the games we've played this season. And if you average 2 points over the season, it makes you the champions. We could commit. We need to go to Port Vale, of course. The harder part is to go there and win. Should we do that, we've got 2 home games to come and we're on line to be champions.